quorum, so we can't take any actions. But what I can allow is the reports to take place. So, can adopt agenda, can recruit and approve minutes. So let's go ahead and have Dan, is it?
Yeah, Danny.
Danny, why don't you go ahead? We'll have Danny, he's representing Matt Regan. Give our financial report. We can do our reports, but that's about all until somebody comes. And I don't want him to waste his time coming.
It's fine. Yeah, Matt, he meant to be here, but his flight got, he's out of the state at the moment, so had some issues getting back. So I'm Danny Siemens. I've worked with Matt for 12 years. I've been an accountant for over 15, so we, you know, have a little bit of experience helping small businesses and local governments with their income taxes, financing, reporting, all that fun stuff. So he'll be back, and he can more than happy to come to the August meeting. And if you have any questions, I think most everybody knows how to get a hold of him. If not, talk to Sierra. She knows how to get a hold of him most of the time.
Most of the time.
Well, except for when he's riding his motorcycle. But we've got the completed financial statements for 2022, along with the agreed-upon procedures. Those are the two packets with that. So you can go ahead and review those. There's a lot of information in there. A lot of it's just to make sure that everything's in good order and reported correctly. But if we can, let's go to the state of net position. It's on page 7. It's really similar to a balance sheet. So it's got all of your assets, your liabilities, your equity, and those things. You know, you've got the cash and cash equivalents that you had, you know, in the bank right now, or at least at the end of the year, was about $690,000. Your property taxes receivable were about $72,000. Your land and your other capital assets, less the depreciation, you know, just under $2 million in there. So total assets, you know, almost $2.7 million. And then as far as your liabilities, you know, there were a little bit in your accounts payable, about just under $4,000, and the capital leases, basically your loan, long-term liabilities, just about $978,000 in there. So the abatement district is in a good spot as far as that goes. You know, we got a lot more in assets than we do in the liabilities. That's always a good spot to be in.
So is that cash and equivalents account the PTIF fund?
It counts all of your cash and the PTIF, all of those items. So if you want to go to page 11, next spot would be it's just the your revenues and expenses are all there through the general fund and the capital projects funds. There was about $77,000 more in revenues than you did in expenses account. So net cash increased by, you know, $77,000 there. So, and then as far as your budget for expenditures, you guys, the budget was about $365,000, and the actual amount spent was $359,000. So, you know, you operated under budget on your expenditures for the year. As far as the liabilities, the loan or the building has a loan balance of about $980,000, and it has annual payments are about $60,000. And as exciting as accounting is, any questions on any of those? I mean, I'm sure you know, There's a lot, like I said, there's lots of information in there, but the as far as on the financial statements, everything's in a good spot. The second packet was the agreed upon procedures for the audit, and these are just required from the state compliance office, by the state auditor's office, just to make sure everything's in compliance. You know, the areas are your budgetary compliance. You know, did you hold a document your annual budget hearing? Did you spend more than budgeted? You got some training requirements in there. Did personnel and board members receive the required training if it was applicable? Financial reporting, were required reports prepared and reviewed? You know, and there's a few other areas as you go through all there. You know, if you haven't saw me, you can read that and help put you to sleep. Some of those things there. But they're all good areas to be reviewed and make sure that everything's being complied with. And there were no compliance findings. There's nothing that needs to be addressed. Everything was in compliance, which is good, which is what we want.
Yeah, that's right.
So on that. You know, and that's, in a nutshell, kind of what... Well, we have, anybody have any questions or concerns or?
Danny, on page 15.
Okay.
On the capital assets, the depreciation, what does those years represent? So is that saying after 7 years, then there's no monetary value?
Yeah, so as far as what those are just the guidelines.
Is that what it is?
On what they are, you know, so you're, anytime you have any piece of equipment or major expenditure that's I believe it's over like $2,000, instead of expensing it all in the first year, you depreciate it over a period of either 7 years, typically about 7 years for either equipment or off, you know, be it equipment you use to spray or you know, office equipment, things like that. Mm-hmm. Over 7 years, buildings where their useful life is going to be longer. That's why right. We're the 27 years. So. After that time period, typically all of the asset or all of the equipment or whatever has been depreciated, so there's really, you know, no value left in it as far as on paper. There's still value left in it,
right.
but just as far as okay. for taxes and reporting.
So, yeah, 7 years is the period of time that they take it and remove it from deducted. After that, they don't.
You still need to claim it as property, though.
Yeah.
So it still shows up.
Excess.
Yeah, it still shows up like on page 7. You know, still as part of those overall numbers of the equipment, but the, you know, that accumulated depreciation just keeps growing year over year to kind of show what the net value of those assets are. Anything else? Or any other questions, I guess?
Danny?
Yeah.
So on page 3, it shows kind of a comparison of 2020, 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess is that pretty much the only comparison we have showing that our net position is growing a little bit?
Yeah, so typically the reporting is, you know, that's done is just a 1 year. But we add some notes and different things to kind of give some context.
Yeah.
So people can see, you know, if somebody requests it, the report, they, you know, we don't just show them, here's your, you know, here's your balance sheet or here's your net position of assets and here's your, you know, expenditures and revenue, you know, and operations. Gives us some context to that if somebody requests it. Just kind of helps kind of tell the story.
So we're actually, no, never mind. It starts 22.
Yeah, and you know, and it, you know, things are going the way that we want, you know, that you want them to go. The net position just keeps increasing, you know, a little bit over year over year. Meaning, you know, we're being smart with the expenditures that we have, and we're, you know, smart with the money that's coming in, so that we're not overextending things.
Did you have to? You guys have to look at what the negative impact is going to be to the tax decrease next year. Do you know what that's going to be? I see it's going to go down.
I would guess.
Do you know, was it 2 or 3%?
I don't know, I'd have to ask Matt on that.
I hope they go down.
You should have seen it in here.
Cool. Well, like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to get in contact with us. We're more than happy to help out and answer whatever any concerns you have. But Matt, just want to make sure that to thank Joe and Sierra and Craig and everyone else that has helped out. You know, we do enjoy working with you guys. And if there's anything you guys need, just feel free to let us know. We're more than happy to help out as needed. So.
Thank you, Danny.
Yep, and I'll just leave these here if anybody else needs. I noticed a couple came in late. Did anybody else need copies? One more.
Okay, we now have a quorum. So let's go ahead and start with introductions. Craig Hidalgo from Clarkston.
Sierra Bradley, Administrative Manager.
Richard Rickley, Manager.
Paul James, Hiram.
Gregory B. Newton.
David Woodamanga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Kim Hedge, Trenton.
Jeff Ricks, Unincorporated.
David Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Joe Hanson, Cornish.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
Okay, thank you. Next, we can now adopt the agenda.
That we adopt the agenda, Paul James.
I'll second it, Joe Hanson.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the agenda is adopted. Next, we need to review and approve the minutes for June 22nd of this year. Any discussion on these minutes?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the June 22nd, 2023 meeting.
I'll second it. Dave Gatherum.
I have a motion and a second. No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. The minutes for June 22nd stand approved. Okay, we've had Danny's report for Matt Reagan.
We want next. To accept that.
Huh?
Do we need to accept that report?
Yeah, we probably should. Does anybody have any questions on the information that was provided?
I'm Paul James. Maybe we accept the audit for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 22.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. The independent accounts report to the board of directors in the Cache Mosquito Abatement District has been approved. What review we have. Now, just because we approved doesn't mean if you don't have any questions. If you have fines, you have some questions, don't be afraid to reach out to Matt. He'd be more than happy to address any concerns or questions you might have. Okay, let's move on to the manager report.
Not too much to report. 2 weeks ago, I got interviewed by the Herald Journal. And with that interview, KSL picked it up, and as you guys saw from the email, that's how KSL interviewed us. So I hope I sounded like I knew what I was talking about or coherent enough. But that took place. The mosquito numbers, as reported, they're up 60%. 2 weeks ago, we counted a little over 3,000 mosquitoes in the traps. Then this week, they did drop by about 800,
yeah.
I think. So hopefully that was our peak, but I'm not going to hold my breath. We're still, the guys out in the field are seeing a lot of larvae. But we're not getting the complaints like I expected from people. I don't know if it's that they realized it was a wet year, so they recognized because it's a wet year, we're going to have the mosquitoes, or it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be.
I'm getting bit a lot more.
Oh, yeah?
I've heard of I've seen a lot of communications on, so I think that's helped. I've got a lot more calls this year than I ever have concerning it, and that's how I've explained it, is, you know, you've got a lot of wet year this year,
yeah,
and they seem to understand it.
So,
one thing on that, I was wondering, could we put an explanation out on the website as to why we don't spray during the day? I've got a lot of people asking why we're not spraying during
the day. I actually have, if you go to the website.
I haven't went out and looked, I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. I put a blurb on that I can add to.
That's the biggest questions personally I've received. What are we doing about the daytime? And
yeah.
I've explained, well, a lot of people don't like spraying during the day. That's been my explanation.
Most of it is it's against the label, because it will, the bees. So everything that we use is toxic to bees, and because they're not in their hives. And so most of it is because of federal regulations that it goes against the label.
That might hurt to put out there so people understand why you don't do it during the day.
I don't like for Malaga, you know, we do it at night because it gets a little cooler, and the winds are usually later at nine, that past nine, the winds kind of slow down and you kind of fog, it kind of eases out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the day, you know, you did that,
the
sun would just
underneath
destroy it.
Stuff too.
Vegetation. Yeah.
I haven't had a request. Maybe if you larvicide, I don't know if you larvicide out by our pond, our irrigation pond, do you know where that's at?
Probably.
It's on 6200 south, up, and you go up 165, then turn out on there. But anyway, they said that there's quite a bit of mosquito activity out there.
Okay, I'll have it checked out.
I don't know, maybe you could fly your drone on it and drop some larvicide.
Depends on if it's deep. We usually, it'll mostly be around the edges, and so
yeah.
It's easy to, just with the backpack spreader, just walk around with the.
Yeah.
It is an irrigation pond then.
It's our irrigation pond where we
okay. Keep
all the city's irrigation water.
6200 south, okay.
It's been pretty wet out there too.
More than likely, we've probably been out there, but I'll check on it. In fact, I can check on it after
yeah.
I get done with here. Other than that, we did sell the truck. We actually got $15,000 from the auction on it, which surprised me because it's a 2016 with the manual windows, and it's just a single cab. It's not even extended cab, but somebody paid $15,000 for it. So
good. It
was a good return. We paid $21,000 for it, I think. In 2016, and got back $15,000, so I felt pretty good about that return. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
You did a fantastic job with that article.
Yeah.
It was very well done. You did very well. Some of the questions I got on that is, people were surprised that Logan is not a part of what we do.
Hmm.
I had several of my family members that listened to it said, oh, I thought, why isn't Logan part of it? And as normal, I said, they like to go their own on everything.
They do. When Josh May, who is lives in Newton, he was part of Logan City's mosquito abatement program when the district got started, and he did all he could to try to get them and everybody come together, and he couldn't get them to talk into it, of course, but. Yeah, and the guy over Logan Cities right now, he's the one that took over Joe Archer's place, but they've got him going in so many different ways. You know, Joe Archer was the forester, and that's what Rex is. So he's doing forestry, he's working light and power, and then he's over the mosquito abatement and one or two other programs. And so I think they only sent in two vials last week because they only started trapping last week, so I don't know. But I got a great relationship with him, and both
good.
Him and I help each other, but I don't know. It'd be a lot more work if we had Logan City. We'd have to do some, there'd be different things, but anyway. But
that it?
That's all.
Okay, administrative manager report?
I guess for just this portion, I handed out the trustee compensation checks, so they should be in your folders. So go ahead and get those deposited when you can. But I think for that, that's all I have, because then the next part will be moving into the budget and that, so.
Okay. I'll cash your checks.
Yes, please.
Next, budget and ordinance 22-02.
So Matt never did, Matt never did come back to me with the ordinance portion of numbers, so.
We can table that till next time, but we can talk it. I understand what he's going to do.
Okay.
So.
What would you like me to pull up for this portion?
Let's just show him what we end up with doing on the budget.
Okay.
We did meet with Matt. We got it figured out what was going on. What was throwing me off, if you look at our spreadsheet here.
This works.
Can you go all the way down?
Oops, sorry.
Go this one right, here.
Oh, that one.
Now go down.
I don't know if this is the numbers.
Right here. So this is what we based it off last year.
Yes.
What wasn't making sense to me and what I was struggling with is I knew that we had from the previous year $81,000 that was basically a surplus. So it went to this year and went to 22. It never got put into our budget, what I could find. So I knew we had something. So that's why we met with Matt to get, we've met with Matt, we've worked with the state and corrected our budget. So go back to here. What we ended up doing now, and we'll demonstrate this with an ordinance, we've got to pass an ordinance on this. Now this is not going to require a public hearing because this matches exactly what us as the Board of Trustees passed in the first off. What happened when during the transfer and handoff was Jessica went in and put the actuals for 2022 in the personnel, which would have cut Richard short on the raises. So we had to fix that. Now we have fixed it now, so the money is there that will handle the raises and stuff like that. So what she originally put in was a 94,000. That should be 94,000.
Is that what we're basing off? So because he told me to put 100, and that's what we're. This is what we're submitting to the state.
Okay.
Are and these
we're
numbers
need to spread some money?
Okay.
So what we did was we brought that up to what we approved as a board. We went back to verify with the minutes, and we did approve a 5%. So that's what we brought forward. That's what we put into the budget. So we're now square with that, and that raised that up to 100,000. Everything else stayed the same, except we were able to put $10,000 each in the capital projects. And that's what was throwing me, because with what we had and we're showing from the state, we couldn't put nothing in there. So I knew we had money somewhere. So we went out and we put the $10,000, and $30,000 is in the budget in these capital projects, and everything else went into savings. So that's where we stand for this year. I think we've got set in stone now. We've got it figured out, and we're going in the right direction. Come next year, we're going to have to be aware of the fact that there's going to be a tax decrease. If you should all be getting your property tax notifications right now, and you'll notice that each line item is being decreased, including CMAT. So I don't know what the population growth is going to be. With continued growth, that's going to make up for some of that. So we just got to be aware of that when we go do our next year's budget. So go ahead from there. You can just talk the rest of it.
Okay.
Any questions on what we've done so far, other than confuse everybody?
So yeah, these are the numbers that I had when I came in. Was that right there? With the 94,970. And then we were looking at, this is what our budget should have been submitted to the state.
And that wasn't in the state. It was the 94. And I backed into it and found out, okay, what she did was she actually took the actuals and moved those over, and that's what she put with the state. So we've already filed addendum with the state and fixed it.
Good. So, okay, now.
One thing we got to look at is, and we kind of talked about this last board meeting, is we've been really lucky that our equipment has continued to work, but we haven't replaced, we replaced two foggers in 2010. But other than that, two of our foggers have been here since 2005 when we first started. And so I'm still keeping them going and stuff, but everything's new in the building and everything, but as over time things start, because if we had something that happened on the roof or something like that, we've just got to start looking at those type, and that's where those capital project, that's where that money needs to be going into those type of things. So.
Yeah, but even with that, I would recommend to the board that before, we need to start forward looking, which means, I guess what I would ask you to do, Richard, is start to prepare a list of items that we need to start looking at to replace. Mm-hmm. And what we estimate the cost to be.
Okay.
Because if they start going where taxes come down, which I don't believe that's going to happen more next year, but even with that, we've got to have an understanding. I believe, from my perspective and my experience with finance and stuff, we need a list of items that need to be replaced, the priority of that item, and the estimated cost, so that we can start budgeting that in every year. And because our objective was 5 to 10 years down the road to start paying the building off,
right,
with the savings. And if we don't have some sort of a plan going forward, we'll be ending up delving into savings to pay for all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion there or recommendations from somebody else? Or
I like the idea of having a priority list, just an equipment list, and maybe prioritize them. You know, and that's part of the depreciation what he was talking about, you know.
Yeah.
They have a depreciation because it's a useful life, they figure on it. So we need to figure on replacing stuff that might be 2005, it's 20 years old.
Some of that stuff, like you say, has no value. You can't resell, you can't sell a used fogger.
Yeah.
So we should, you know, we can budget in to buy a new one.
Right.
But I think, you know, keep the old one until it's dead. Just don't buy a new one and replace it because it's 20 years old. It is still working.
So the two that we did replace years ago, they became, that was my, I've been able to keep the ones that we have going
with those. Yeah.
So
Maybe each year on the budget, that's what you could submit for us as a board to look at and determine, okay, this is going to be in the future. We need to do this. This needs to be this year. Where does it come from? That $15,000 you sold the truck for, what do you do with that?
It just goes into
you can put it in the capital outlay.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, there's $25,000 right there. That's helping us down the road to be able to say, okay, here we got this. We need to replace this. This is where our budget looks. So we're going to take, how much do they usually run?
Well, no, we first started, it's $10,000, but they're up to $15,000 now.
So there's one of them this year that we would tag that $15,000 is going to replace a fogger. But we got to have that. I recommend we have that before us as a board, so we can make those decisions logically and efficiently.
And I've tried to really keep them going, just because knowing that the building was coming and everything. But now that we've got the building, now I need to start. That's my next step. The building was my first step, getting everything going and keep running. And now I can start looking at the equipment part of it, side of it. So. I can do that because we got handhelds that,
So I was going to ask Richard, is College Ward still doing their own abatement?
Yes.
Oh, you're doing You're, what?
No, they say they are, but
they
aren't.
I've heard that Nathan, so it's Nathan Dogs that was over it, but somebody said that they've seen him out there fogging a couple of nights a week. But I haven't talked to Nathan this year at all, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how they fund their, I don't remember how they fund their
program. They've got a small tax base, Nathan said.
Oh, okay. But I was wondering if somebody, you know, like we like to sell vehicles before they get 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of magical number. And I just wondered if any of those foggers, if they would, somebody, a small district, would find benefit rather than us scrapping it.
Right.
You know, somebody like that and getting it a little hurt. You know, getting,
well, I can ask Nathan, because I don't know how old his equipment is, so that's a good idea.
There might be other small districts in the state or Idaho or something. That
and we tried that.
They're private, yeah.
And one of the foggers we sold to Lowers a few years ago, do they even use that still?
I don't think so.
They're using it for the flies or something like that, aren't they? Because if they need another one, I'll give them my half one. So, yeah.
No fly.
Okay.
Everybody turn to page 5. Turn to page 5 of this compiled financial statement. And this helped me understand better. I just thought of this. As you can see, our last year's budget, we planned $382,000. That was for 2022. But if you look at, this is the difference. This is what we get into here. But when we looked at the actual revenue that we received, it was $433,000. This is on page 5 at the top. So you can see the difference there. We budget based on a presumption of what it's going to be. Well, you can tell last year we budgeted way under. That's why it wasn't making sense, is the fact that if the state has 382 and our actual was 4, where did that go? And that's what I was trying to get a handle on. That's where we were able to put some of this in it, and the rest of it goes into our savings, into our PTIF.
That difference, like the 382 is at the first year, the 433, we get that extra money later, don't we?
But it still is part of our budget. We get it later, yes.
Yeah.
But we plan the budget. We planned the budget clear back in October. And this was back in 22. We planned it clear in October, and we figured it to be around 382, so that's where we put our budget in.
Yeah, because we don't know what we're getting with that extra money. So
we don't know what we're getting.
Use that
as
the budget because we don't know what it is, really.
But what I wasn't understanding, how do we get a handle on what we're actually getting so that we're not assuming, what I'm trying not to do is cut Richard short on what he needs, mm-hmm. We'd be very careful with what we budget, and we under budget, and we could actually use some of that money to operate.
Usually what we budget is from our revenue from last year, tax revenue from the previous year.
But if we project.
With property value increases
and that's not taken into account.
Growth. Yeah, that's how you come up with that extra 70,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah, so that gives you an idea of what we're trying to accomplish here, is make sure that we can give Richard what he needs to operate, but yet build our capital accounts so that we can replace foggers without a big struggle and still meet the objective of paying the building off early. And I think we're positioned very well to do that. Okay. Any other questions on the budget part of the thing? We understand. Like I said, this is the budget we actually approved. We fixed what was put in the state. So neither Matt nor myself feel like we need to have a public hearing because that's what we approved. Okay. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Review and approve bills.
So let's pull that up. Alright, let me make this bigger. So we had the payroll And then for administrative, we had the miles, the equipment, we had Comcast and QuickBooks, just the every month. Oh, sorry, that should not say postage stamps. Didn't change that. That is, we bought Microsoft 365 to be able to use online Excel and Word and that. So that's what should be there is Microsoft.
There, and the honest behind that is that I did not know my budget. And there, until Jessica came in, I was like, what's my maintenance budget? And so she'd give me a snapshot. But now with 365, I can see this this whole Excel sheet. So I know exactly what my budget is. And so it's given me some of my, I don't have anxiety very often, but I just didn't know where I was. And this gives me, okay, do I get this now or can I wait mentality. And so it's.
The other one should give you that same.
Exactly, yeah.
And more detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this whole, I can now see this whole spreadsheet from all the way across to the everything, because that other one is, that one there. So this is the up-to-date. As soon as Sierra's made it, so each month, as soon as she puts it in, it updates those numbers right there.
As soon as, like, I have each month, and I put this in, this page updates to what I've actually spent.
So I know where I'm at, and so it's been, that's why we did the 365, so that I can now, I figured for $100 a year, it's worth it.
Don't be changing the number.
We're at a positive.
One thing on our budget as well, we did not plan on a website manager, so we are going to have to make sure we have $1,440 to cover that. So we are aware of that, and those actuals should be in there. We need to put those on our actuals so we're aware of that.
Yeah, I can.
And next year we'll have to make sure we budget for a website manager.
Well, not a manager, just the website. It's the website price instead of the $500.
And then travel training, you got Richard paid for the mosquito conference
in October.
So that's for the hotel rooms.
That's just the portion of it. That's not the total yet. So there'll be more. They took one day for both of us to hold it. So that's what that is.
Yeah. And then we got for our insurance. I thought we had paid everything. I thought we were done with our insurance. Where did? Oh, right here. I thought we had paid our insurance of the $9,978, but then I got another email stating that we owed another
$353.
Yep, $353. And so I emailed her back and said, I thought we had paid. And she's like, well, the drones hadn't, there was a month of drones that weren't covered. So we had to pay for that month. And one of the trucks, no. I think it was one of the truck. It was the new truck. It was your very new truck that wasn't covered. So that we're now paid up for our premiums for the drones. So that's covered for the rest. And then the trustees comp for this quarter. We have our maintenance, our fuel. We got the usual operation sites. We did get our rapid fire alarm system, our yearly renewal, I guess you would call it, for $420. So that will be paid. And then we got the UPD.
Is that for the inspection?
That's for.
Or is that for monitoring?
That's monitoring.
That's the.
Can we take that off? I don't know. It's just.
No, you got to have a monitor up there.
Yeah, it's an annual alarm monitoring.
Okay. Is that on a phone line or is that on through cell or anything?
I don't know. I know when it used to be.
I pay For my west building, I paid $45 a quarter.
So $180 a year.
But I don't know, that might include, if you've got to sell the Starlink on it, that pays for the cell service.
Yeah, I have no idea, because I know
there's not much on this invoice. It literally just says annual monitoring.
It's probably, you don't pay a phone line, right, for the phone?
No.
Okay, it's because it's on sale, so that pays for the sale, so that's probably a decent figure.
Okay.
And then we got for the larvicide adult site equipment portion were one of the handheld screens needed to be checked out, so.
$1,300 for that screen. So.
Is that through Juniper Systems?
Yeah. So I saved shipping.
Yeah. Yeah, when you brought them things down that I fixed, you just pick them out.
Exactly.
So that is what we have for this month. So.
Change.
I make a motion with paid bills.
A second motion.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passed.
Was that, so Joe and, okay.
We're team tonight.
Okay, if there's no further discussion or questions or recommendations, that motion to adjourn?
I'm David Wood of Malaga, adjourn.
Whoa, I like you, Dave.
Dave Gatherum, I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye.
Just like the board, so.
Okay.